Gary, how did you first come up with the concept of the ghost train?
Well, first of all, Doc, thanks for having me. The ghost train started really, first of all, it's a family-friendly Halloween event where you ride our miniature trains through over 30 professional displays staged along the tracks. It really started 13 years ago as a private club Halloween party. The Los Angeles Life Steamers is a private club that's in Griffith Park, and I became a member of that 15 years ago. We did a Halloween party, and basically the members and their families came out for one night, and they did a potluck, and they took a train ride. So we set up five little Halloween displays. Those five displays were very traditional images of Halloween, and I believe they included, I think it was a pumpkin patch, there was a witch with a cauldron, a skeleton kind of stage dancing around, a devil in a box, and some black cats. So that was pretty much it for the first year. And that's kind of how Halloween got started at the club. We never used to do it for the public, though. And I suggested to our board of directors, since the public never rides at night and they only ride during the day on Sundays, would the board consider doing a Halloween event where maybe we could invite the public out for a night and we'll stage a few of these displays, we'll light them, and try it out. Well, we tried it out. It was only one night, and it went off without a hitch. The public really enjoyed it. It was a small group of public that came, but that's when we kind of unleashed the monster, and it's been growing ever since.
What's one of your absolute favorite memories from that first night that you unleashed the monster to the public and had them ride the ghost train?
I think one of the things that really surprised us the most is that we put a fog machine inside of one of our tunnels. We have three tunnels on the property, and they got to go through this foggy, smoky tunnel that once you entered the tunnel, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And we put a light at the end of the tunnel to kind of represent a train, and that was one of the best effects, and it was such a simple thing to do. And we still do it to this day. It's one of the things that the public always looks for when they come to the current ghost train that's up and running.
And, of course, this year you say there is no light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm going to bet that people look for that this year as well.
They do. They look for that light, but this time that tunnel is filled with lasers, and it comes from the opposite end, so it's a whole different effect.
We should mention that we're not talking about riding in a train. We're riding on a what?
You're riding on a 1/8 scale miniature train. The Los Angeles Life Steamers Railroad Museum was started 56 years ago, and the little trains that you're riding actually have cars that pull behind them, and they are what we call bench cars. They're center bench cars. They're 8 feet long each, and you actually sit on this nicely padded bench with your family, and it's a 20-minute ride through this great 1.5 mile of track.
And it is now 13 years after that first ghost train went down the track and you had the light at the end of the tunnel like an oncoming train. What are some of the things that we're going to see when we board the 2013 ghost train?
It's really improved. You know, we add to it every year. We have a great group of people that come out every year and continue to come year after year. We have a great following. So it's always a challenge to come up with new displays each year to keep them happy. But one of the things we put together was a flying saucer, and the flying saucer actually hangs above you, and the beam of lights come down, and it looks like you're going to be taken up into the flying saucer.
That is such a cool thing. I love that. Let's take an imaginary first 2 minutes of this 2013 ghost train, getting on it now, and we leave down the tracks. What happens?
Well, the first thing that happens, there's a staging area, so when you walk into that, it's brightly lit, and it's decorated with skeletons that light up. There is a talking tree that's at the end of that, and the tree, when the event starts to talk to you, and it tells you, welcome to the Halloween event, and basically hold on to your hat, and you're about to leave the station. So you take off, and start down the track, and the first thing that you'll run into is a tribute to the Little Shop of Horrors, and that is Audrey and 20 of her singing plants. So the plants are fully automated. and they sing the little theme song from Little Shop of Horrors. And at the very end of that, you see the giant Audrey plant hanging above your head, and she's moving her jaws back and forth, and you zoom right underneath her and onto the next display.
How much fun you must have had creating that. What kind of work are we talking about to get all this ready and be constantly evolving?
You know, we have a great group of volunteers. I mean, we are an all-volunteer organization. I have about 10 people that work on the staff with me that come out every night after work. We start mid-August, really, and we have a large storage trailer that's on the property, and we pull that into position, and we start to unload it. And the first thing we really decorate is the station, because we want to get people thinking about Halloween and kind of enthused about what we're going to be doing. So that's really the first thing to become decorated for the season. The station is the first thing you see when you walk onto the property, and that was actually just put in 2 years ago. So this will be the second year that the public will be seeing